This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 25th of August. Durham are rapidly emerging as Yorkshire's strongest contenders for the County Championship title. They completed a massive victory over last place Surrey at Chesterfield Street, and now trail Yorkshire by only 25.5 points with a game in hand. Resuming on 52 for 3, Surrey were all out for 169 in their second innings, losing by innings and 144 runs. Hashim Amla made a spirited and fluent 89, only three other men reached double figures, as Mark Wood ended with career best figures of 5 for 44. Lancashire had little difficulty wrapping up victory over Worcestershire on the final day at New Road. They now have a 34-point lead over Northamptonshire at the top of Division 2. The loss of Moen Ali early on meant the match was never going to last too long today. Night watchman Jack Shanty made a valiant 31, while Joe Leach scored 20, but the home side were all out for 241, leaving Lancashire needing just 88 to win. Kyle Hogg, Glenn Chappell and Tom Smith ended with 3 wickets apiece. Lewis Rees then hit 56 not out of 51 balls, taking visitors home by 9 wickets in 19 overs. Essex kept their slim hopes of Yorkshire Bank 40 progression alive by easing to victory over Derbyshire at Colchester. Gravier Papara led their charge to 259 for 7, batting 88 off 87 balls, while Greg Smith, James Foster and Graham Napier all chipped in. Derbyshire's young batting lineup then crumbled under pressure and they bundled out for 152. Billy Godelman was the sole bright spot with 60, but four of their top six fell in single figures. Rhys Topley emerged as the pick of an impressive Essex attack with 4 for 26, while Timor Mills and Tim Phillips took 2 wickets each. In Group C, Glamorgan moved up to second by walloping Leicestershire. The Welsh side piled up 303 for 6 from their 40 overs after electing to bat at Swansea, and then restricted the Foxes to 235 for 6. Gareth Rees and Mark Wallace put on 84 in 12 overs, with Chris Cook then smashing 85 only 76 balls from number 3. Murray Goodwin then continued his fine season by blitzing 48 of only 19 balls, as the Glamorgan batsman plundered 120 runs from the final 10 overs of the innings. Left-arm spinner James Sykes was the pick of the attack with 237, with Nathan Buck and Ben Rain also each picking up a brace of wickets. Leicestershire then quickly slumped to 25 for 3 and 53 for 4 in their run chase, and looked to be heading for a huge defeat. However, Niall O'Brien and Michael Thornley combined to add 133 in 22 overs. O'Brien fell 8 short of his century to the excellent Jim Allenby, while Thornley made 68 off 62 balls. Tom Wells then added some spice to proceedings, blasting 460 to finish on 32 off 12 balls. Glamorgan's spin pair Andrew Salter and Dean Cosker were again impressive, and conceded just 66 runs from 16 overs between them.